Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Horus age 9, Horus age 3, Horus age 15, me age 10. Oh god, why did I look like that? Ugh, whoa, we may have to burn this one. Ace age 17, okay, we're getting there. Horus age 19, me age 15. Palm trees don't smell like anything. That was the first thing I said after we finished the last bit of driving. Palm trees don't smell like anything. Ugh. Okay, there's gotta be something more recent than that train wreck of a trip. Age 2, age 17, age 14 and a half. Ugh, these are terribly organized. Oh, and here. Horus, age 24. I don't remember this photo being taken. Well, I guess I wasn't there. I never went to look at his boat. He looks so serious and tired. Well, I guess that works if he's still... Well, he'll look older now. So, it's good he looks older in this photo.
Our train should be here any minute.
Mm-hmm.
At least the car broke down when we got here.
And now we're gonna take the subway in earthquake country.
They haven't had a big one in years.
They're overdue.
We won't have to use the subway the whole time. Repairs should only take a day or two.
If this Norman is to be believed.
Hey, he seems like a trustworthy mechanic.
With a serial killer name.
So what if repairs take a little longer? We were planning on staying here for about a week anyway.
I'm gonna stay in the hotel the entire time.
Motel.
What?
I booked a motel.
First Norman and now a motel? Are you trying to get us killed?
Nah, just you. I was gonna hit the road after dropping you off.
Didn't even need a knife to stab me in the back, apparently.
Figured I'd leave that to Norman.
I want to go home.
Perry, I planned this whole thing so we could explore some place that didn't smell like a fisherman's boots.
Now we can inhale car exhaust instead, if we ever get out of this godforsaken tunnel.
I will take you somewhere with fresh air. Scout's honor.
But we don't have a car.
That's why we're waiting for the train.
I hate trains.
For the love of... Fine. We'll take the train to the motel, drop off our stuff, and then I'll figure out how to rent a car.
Our train is here.
Perry, hold on a second. Let me make sure we have everything.
Hurry up. I don't want to have to wait 30 minutes for the next one. Excuse me. Ace?
Perry!
Ace? Ace? Where is everyone? Okay. You're gonna ask that mom if there's a print and copy, and she's gonna point you in the right direction, and you're gonna walk away. Moms are safe to ask questions. Yeah. Hi. Sorry to bother, but is there a print and copy store nearby? Hello? I don't mean to be-
Shh. Sorry. It's a few blocks west.
Thank you. Walk away, walk away, walk away, walk away. You're walking away. You're okay. You're away from the creepy mom and her creepy child. You're okay. You're walking away.
¿Cómo puedo ayudarle?
Hola, Oscar. Oh, gosh, I don't have a name tag. Lo siento, me llamo Esperia, or Perry. Yo necesito to make some copies, por favor.
The copier's just over there.
Oh, I don't know how to use a big one.
What do you need copied?
Just one page.
Dame. Horace, your sister's looking for you?
Yeah.
No phone number?
I don't have one that works.
How's he supposed to find you?
I didn't get that far.
Maybe you should have before you started making signs.
I know.
What?
I know, but I have no clue what I'm doing, and this was the best I could come up with because then at least you know I was looking, okay? So, please, can I just get some copies?
Follow me. Color or black and white?
I need a lot, so black and white is fine.
How many?
How much do they cost?
Cheap.
200?
A lot of people gone.
What?
In town. A lot of people just gone. Maybe your brother was one of them.
I'm not from around here.
What makes you think you can find him in a town you're not even from?
I go a lot of places. I thought I could put up flyers all over. Did you? Do you know any of the people that left here?
Yes.
Sorry.
Two kids. My kids. Petra and Armando.
Nice names.
Yeah. She called them Armadillo.
That's,
She used to roll them up in blankets and he screamed when it got too hot and their mother would yell at him, Mija, stop putting your brother in blankets. Petra would just say, he's not my brother, he's an armadillo hiding from the great pterodactyl.
What would you say?
Nothing. I'd be sitting on the porch listening. Part of me wanted peace and quiet with my beer. It was my job at the time. It was unrelenting on my mind. But I always smiled when I heard them. I was the one who gave them the books about the dinosaurs and baby armadillos. There was a garage sale in the neighborhood I drove through. The family was moving away and selling all of their books. 4 for $1. They were the first of the families to leave. How did they know? How'd they know this place would soon be a cornhusk of a town? Not even a kernel left for the crows.
I
wish I'd gone inside, you know? I wish I'd scooped up my son into my arms, asking aloud, ¿Dónde está Armadillo? ¿Dónde? I wish I'd asked my daughter, kind pterodactyl, will you fly over the desert and help me find Armadillo? The blanket bundle would wiggle, and my daughter would proclaim, Papa, Papa, he's right there. Then their mother would grow big and say, Perfect! For I am the coyote, and I wish to eat the armadillo. My daughter would run and hit her mother's legs with her tiny fists, shouting, No, no, you cannot eat Armando. He's my hermanito. I didn't do that. I didn't go inside. I just passively enjoyed the sounds of my family, but I did nothing to add to the choral cacophony. Now I'm here, and they're gone, and all I have is the hum of my own inaction.
I'm not sure what to say.
There's nothing more to say. Just pay for your copies and go. Better to be the one that leaves than it is to be the one that stays. Card reader isn't working. I should have checked if you had cash.
That's okay. I brought some.
This is not your brother.
What?
How'd you get this photo?
I don't...
This isn't your brother. This is Petra and Armando. And Margarita. This is my neighbor. That's the head librarian. How'd you have these pictures? They're the ones who...
I think I should go now. Sorry to waste the paper. Keep them.
Renaldo, your sister is looking for you. Ana, su hija la está buscando por, and your friends are looking for you.
You're okay.
Hesperia! Ruth is looking for you!
The Far Meridian. Created and written by Eli Barraza. Directed and produced by Misha Stanton. Performed by Eli Barraza as Perry, Noah Gildermaster as Ace, Eddie Santiago as Oscar, and Stephanie Shea as the mother. Music by The Album Leaf. For more information and links to support the show, go to thefarmeridian.com or find us on social media at The Far Meridian. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Until then, may you always find your way.
A product of the Whisperforge.
Sound and story brought to life.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.